Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Wednesday, and I'm here with Joy Behar. This is Behind the Table. Hello, Joy. It's Wednesday. You're back on your regular day, and we're together. It's been a while since we've been together, the two of us. I'm happy to have you.
It seems like a million years ago.
It does. I know every day we're apart is difficult for you, but today's show, we started really strong, I thought, talking about the Michigan primary today. And though President Biden handily won, there were many using their vote in protest over his handling of the war in Gaza.
Yeah.
We should say that Michigan has a high population of Arab Americans. Have you ever made a protest vote? Do you believe in that? And do you think this issue is a problem for Biden?
I've never done a protest vote. I've done a walking protest. I've marched to Washington several times in my life, and now I'm on television protesting Trump constantly.
Yeah.
But to actually waste my vote like that, no, I would not do that.
I mean, your feeling, you said on the show today, is that these people will be there when Biden
needs them. I believe they will, because this is a block of people.
Mm-hmm.
Who is trying to send a message that their family has suffered in Gaza, which
understandable.
I understand.
Yeah.
And they would like Biden and the United States to get out of the business of helping Netanyahu. It's, by the way, it's not our war, it's his. But, you know, Israel's always been a friend of ours, and Hamas is a terrorist organization. And so we're helping by financially sending money the way we do for Ukraine, because
right.
these are our friends. On the other hand, a lot of these Arab Americans, I can understand. These people feel that they're dying now. So it's tricky business over there. And it's more complicated than we can handle on The View.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we try.
But at the end of the day, as somebody, a friend of mine keeps saying, Trump is much worse for Muslims, much worse. He will ban Muslims from coming into the country. He has doubled down on it and said that he wouldn't even allow these people who are coming from Gaza to come here. So I don't think that, you know, which is your worst enemy, Biden or Trump?
Yeah,
Trump is your worst enemy.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about today on the show that Nikki Haley also had a big chunk of the votes in Michigan in the Republican primary.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough to really put Trump
right.
in jeopardy, but
yeah.
certainly he showed some weakness also, that
yeah.
there are a lot of people on the Republican side that are looking for an option other than Donald Trump.
Right.
So do you get any solace from that? Or?
I do. I mean, I think that I've been saying that Nikki should stay in the race, because just like I told Governor Christie to stay in the race, because both of them are criticizing him from the inside, Trump.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of people out there who are just not paying attention and need to pay attention. They will pay attention to Nikki rather than pay attention to me, for instance, or to us.
Sure.
Because she's on their team. So right. I think it's important. And it's starting to look bad for Trump a little bit, because people are worn out by this. You know, all I can think of is when he was running against Hillary, he said, "You don't want a president who's constantly under investigation." You forgot that out there? Hello?
It is amazing how many things that happen that just kind of get pushed to the bottom of our consciousness in that kind of four-year blur.
Well, you have to remember everything, you know. But, you know, my mother used to say, don't spit up in the air. It comes back in your face. Now, his face is filled with all of the stupid things he said.
So I loved our first conversation. And I loved all the conversations we had today. But it was challenging a little bit at the table because, as you know, sometimes we will do a topic and then you guys will pick a topic for us to do in the morning. And then we get to the moment of the show and suddenly nobody likes the topic anymore in the commercial break. So the idea came from one of our writers, that we should have on the side some sort of exit ramp, basically a bag of predetermined hot topics that we can reach into, select one out, and then regardless of what it is, and you guys have no knowledge of what it is,
yeah.
you got to do the topic. You like this idea.
I like it because I don't mind working without a net.
Yeah.
Not everybody's like me, though. Some people, they might not like it.
All right. I think we're going to try this maybe as soon as tomorrow.
As far as I'm concerned, I would do it for every topic.
You
and
just want to know?
And not have the meeting.
Cold?
And yeah, just go in cold.
This is just a way for you to come in later.
Listen, I'm there every day on time, and you
are.
Know it.
No, you are.
Because I live close, that's
yes,
why.
That's yeah. why. Well, Speaking of today, we had some early shenanigans. We taped a bit with Mark Summers in the early morning today.
Yeah.
And you got the slime Alyssa, which
I
was exciting. What did you say before you pulled the rope?
Did anybody hear me?
I think you did. You said, you know, you love her, but
I said, I love you, Alyssa, but this is for being on Trump's team for even 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I think so. And she understood.
She did. But the audience didn't hear it.
I think they heard it. The audience at home heard it.
You should be on top of that, because last time when Sonny passed me a note,
mm-hmm.
Everybody now wants to know what's in the note. Now they're going to say, what did Joyce say?
Well, let's talk about the note, because the note is the biggest thing to happen on The View since
I'm not telling you what's in the note.
I actually know what's in the note. I know the whole backstory, but I'm one of the few. And I appreciate that you don't want to tell me.
No
one must ever find out what's in the note. It's very important.
It wasn't that scathing.
Well, for me, the fact that you specifically said, drop it, Sonny, is a huge red flag, because you're pretty forthcoming.
Well, I didn't want to get the people in trouble who were referred to in the note.
Yes.
That's why.
Yes, but...
That's all.
All right, but it was the number three most searched thing on Twitter last week. What was in the note? I need you to button up, because sometimes you get loose lips.
I said nothing.
I know. I won't Moving say forward, you can't be on an interview or something.
You have to know, if you say to me, don't say it, I will not.
Yes.
If you don't say it, then I feel like I could.
Okay, this is me saying to you...
But you don't have to, because in this case, I'm censoring myself.
I know, but sometimes you get different... You know, your mood is like the wind. It comes and goes. All right. We had your best friend on the podcast last week, Susie Essman.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
That was a great day.
It's fun to work with her, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
We talk on the phone, you know, all the time.
I know, but this way you get an audience. You get people laughing. You got to do the podcast with her. So
True.
That made it easier. One thing that we talked about was Curb Your Enthusiasm and the Art of Improv.
Yeah.
Is that something that... comes natural to you? I mean, I know you're quick on your feet with things, but
it comes natural to comedians.
Yes,
because we are used to having to work the house.
Right.
You get on stage, you have a prepared batch of material out there, but then sometimes it just dies like a dog. And the thing you have to do is start saying, "Where are you from? Are you married? Who's the guy sitting next to you?" And all that stuff, you know.
Right.
And then you because that's called improvising.
Is that something you had before you were an actual comedian? Is that something you had conversationally always? Is that something that...
I would work parties all the time when I was younger.
Right.
Remember, I didn't become professional until I was in my 40s.
Yeah.
So before that, I was just funny at parties. People used to say, how come you don't repeat yourself?
No, I know. One of the things that drives me crazy is that you will often have the funniest line in a Hot Topics meeting, and then I know you will never repeat it, no matter what, because you won't use the same material twice. Drives me nuts. That's why I don't want to talk things out in those meetings.
I know. Well, that's the thing about that meeting, you know, which is why we should eliminate it.
Yeah. Listen, I did eliminate it for a while, and you were furious. You wanted it back. Yeah,
you never know with me where I'm going to end up.
No.
All right.
She's like the wind. No, but it's good. I mean, I appreciate...
You know that song, Windy? That's my song.
Windy.
Who's coming down the streets of this city? Everyone knows it's Windy.
Windy. All right. I love it. Well, it's Wednesday. All right. So that's great. But the gift of improv, do you think – so it's a popular thing for people in their 20s, or at least it was when I was younger,
yeah.
Take improv classes and to do things like
right.
that. Maybe it's just because I work in TV. But is that something that you think is a skill you can learn, or you either have it or you don't?
Well, there are actors – I've heard from some actors who say that they don't like it because they're very used to having a script.
Right.
And even me, myself, as a writer, when I – they can improvise a little in my plays. I'm okay with that as long as they don't lose the thrust of the play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's an important skill. You know, Alan Alda, who is also a very, very close friend of mine.
Yes.
When he when he does plays, like let's say Jake's Women,
mm-hmm.
he will have the actors improvise before the show.
Really?
He will improvise who they are and what they're saying to each other just off the top of their heads. Then they go out and do the play, and they have their lines. But now they're completely immersed in the character. It's a brilliant idea.
Oh, that is smart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
He's one of the very best actors.
And a very good director.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of your skills as a writer and director and things like that,
yeah.
you published this essay in Airmail on
I know.
Friday.
You know, I got a kick out of that.
About sexual harassment in the late 60s. You sent me a very rare thank you for
I do thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you for letting me promote that
yeah.
because, you know, Airmail also thanks you.
Yeah, I think we shut that site down almost from the amount of traffic it got. What was the reaction you received from it?
Well, I got some reaction from women who say, tell it, Joy, and make it, and you did it funny. People loved it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
No. And that's the first beginning of your book of essays? days?
Well, I'm writing a memoir. They call it a memoir. You know what they say about a memoir? Maybe I'm repeating this. They say it should be truthful, but it doesn't have to be factual.
Oh, okay. No, I hadn't heard that. That's good.
So I'm trying to write about, you know, different things that have happened to me over the years.
Okay. And I've heard you say around the office that this is something that you could see being a movie at some point.
My article.
Yeah.
It could be a film, I think, because it's a lot of action.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so hot. You know, why am
metaphorically
I so,
but
why,
physically?
Listen, you know how old I am now, right? I'm 150,000 years old.
Yes.
And I'm still having hot flashes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm hearing from the people in the other room that it is, in fact, very hot.
Well, no, but I get hot when no one else is hot. Last night we went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take out one of my fans that I brought back from Spain to fan myself. Nobody else was hot sitting there.
I took a vacation with my in-laws, and so my wife's parents, her brother and his family, and her grandparents, and we were all in South Carolina, and I was in a little bit of a war with the thermostat. Every night, I would try to turn the thermostat down a little bit. They would turn it back up, and they were older,
right.
And Heather said to me, you know what? We just have to grin and bear it. We have to make sure they're comfortable, and we will take the heat. So we stayed up all night just sweating every night the whole week.
You need a ceiling fan.
Well, we had one. It wasn't enough. We were in South Carolina. It was like 97 degrees.
No air conditioning.
And then on the final day, I told my sister-in-law that we were doing this, and I realized that the reason we were so hot is she was opening the door to the balcony, and it shut off the air conditioning in the entire building. So she was getting a free breeze, and I was sweating every
single night. That sounds very abusive.
It was.
Look at this. This just came in. Mitch McConnell, longest-serving Senate leader in history, will step down from his position in November.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Breaking news on the podcast.
Wow. Look at that. I just got it on my watch.
What do you think?
Well, he's an old timer. He certainly has ruined everything right now. I mean, so goodbye, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he's the reason we have these right wing theocrats on the Supreme Court. They want to turn the country into a theocracy. It's his fault. And now goodbye. And now he wants to support Ukraine and the other idiots in the Congress, Marjorie and Laura, those Matt Gaetz and the rest of them don't want to do it. They don't understand the ramifications of not helping Ukraine. But he's in conflict with them now and other people.
I was going to say, has McConnell now become one of those people that you can stand because he's fighting against worse evils?
No, because the damage that he did to this country is unsurmountable or insurmountable, whatever it is.
Yeah. No, that's going to be interesting. Well, I'm certain we'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, we have let's switch to something fun. We have a listener call from Sheldon.
My question for Joy is this. She's renowned for her lasagna and her cooking. And over the years, I'm sure she's tasted many, many celebrity chefs cooking. If she was to host a dinner party of all dinner parties, which celebrity chef that has ever been on The View she would have to cook?
Michael Simon.
Oh, your favorite.
Yeah, because I he's a friend.
Yeah.
So I might as well get a friend who also can cook.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing he makes?
He's very good Italian chef. He does a good eggplant parm. He does Italian stuff.
He has a place at the Borgata that's got good.
He's very good. Listen, I like all of these chefs.
Mm-hmm.
One time I had a conversation with Julia Child when I was a receptionist at Good Morning America.
What did she say?
She was like a regular person. Well, this is what I'm going to make on the show today, she said. And then she did the whole recipe with me. She was adorable. Yeah.
That's great.
There's a series now, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she and her husband were very sexual beings.
I did not know that.
People do not. And it was in the other movie, Julie and Julia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with Meryl Streep, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so people don't think of her as a sexual person because she was a big lady, et cetera,
yeah.
And a cook and whatever. But she was.
It was a whole food and sex thing, I think.
Yeah, but she and her husband were very madly in love with each other.
That's
Paul.
Great. Yeah. All right. All right. We have a text for you now also. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Joy, I'd love to hear more about how you started your stand-up career with no background and being a woman at almost 40.
Mm.
Don't worry, I'll be buying the book regardless, even if you tell the stories here.
How did I do it?
Yeah.
Well, like I said to you before, first of all, when I was a child, I'll go way back.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was very much encouraged to perform for the family. So it was like, sing another song. Come on, Joy, say the Our Father in Italian. They just they prompted me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was constant. It was abusive in a certain way. Come on, I'd say to them, come on, I want to go to sleep. Okay, just one more song, Joy. Like that.
Yeah.
And so I think that they programmed me to be a performer in a certain way. But they didn't give me, the one thing they didn't give me was an agent.
Right. Or so, training or anything else.
Nothing like that.
No Nepo baby.
Well, my mother paid for me to go to the junior dramatic workshop that Marlon Brando had gone to.
Oh, wow.
When I was in junior high and high school, I studied ballet at Carnegie Hall with a Japanese teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I studied at HB Studios. I've been in the business, but outside the business my whole life.
Right.
The thing that changed it was I got fired from my job.
Mm-hmm.
I got a divorce the same year. I'm giving you all this information that should be in my book.
This person said he will buy the book either way.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. That's Sheldon.
Everyone will. Every story you tell unleashes eight more.
All right. And a lot of things happened to me when I was at Good Morning America, including getting fired.
Yes.
So then I said, okay, I have nothing to lose because I basically was scared.
Right. I would imagine, especially having never done it before.
It was scary.
Yeah.
So then I just did it. You know, I kept auditioning and you start with a few minutes of material and you keep building.
Well, listen, I don't think it'll surprise anyone to know that I also would have liked to have been a performer of some kind. I enjoy that
a
lot.
I mean,
I don't think it's a big shock.
Well, you're not that. You can still do it.
Well, I'm 47. I don't know.
No, the age has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well, regardless, I kind of decided that I sublimated that into going behind the scenes and trying to figure out a way to kind of be a part of that world without – the risks.
Can I answer
that you
this,
took.
Please?
Yes, hold on. We'll all pause.
Joan,
Joy,
I'm doing a podcast. Yeah, what's up, Joan? Oh. All right. Goodbye. Feel better.
All right. Joan has food poisoning. That's fine.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. All right. We've got another text. Were we done? We were done.
You
I was
were
talking
in the
about.
Of saying
I was
something.
That I desperately.
One of the good things about me.
Yeah.
I know there are plenty of negatives that you could talk about.
None I can think of.
But a good thing of me is I always encourage people to follow their bliss.
Right.
And try to self-actualize as much as possible. So I would, and I suffered from not just stage fright, but also I always kept saying, oh, I'm too old for this. I'm too old for that. And now I'm really older and I don't care anymore. So looking back, the one mistake I made was saying I was too old for something.
Being afraid of it. Yeah.
There is no such thing as you're too old mm-hmm. for anything.
I appreciate that. Well, I'm getting the best of both worlds. I get to do this podcast. I get to be on camera with you guys, and I get to be
you
a producer.
You have enough.
I'm good.
But,
yeah.
you know, when one of these things goes away, you should think about getting on stage.
All right. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. We have another text. Hi, Brian. This is from Greg. Hi, Brian. Love the show and the podcast. Thanks, Greg. This message is for Joy. I'm a teacher in Florida. Yes, I accept all condolences for that. And my question is, with the Moms for Liberty group making so much noise, why do you think similar progressive groups are not as loud? That's interesting.
I don't know the answer to that. I know that the Democrats are not as loud as the Republicans in many ways, you know. I think the Democrats and the people on the left are a more diverse group.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to organize us.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem. But the one thing we can do is vote, obviously. But I mean, I think that's part of the issue. Like if you're all in against books, it's easier to organize other people who are against books.
Right. Being for something is harder than being against something.
Yes. I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Before we go, let's send a very happy birthday wish to your grandson, Luca, 13 years old. That's unbelievable.
I know.
Anything special planned?
Well, I got him tickets to the Drake concert.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's amazing.
He gave me a big hug for that one.
Are you going?
No.
I would love you at a Drake concert.
No, I bought three tickets. I bought one for him, one for a friend, because, you know, an only child doesn't have an
automatic. You're like the best grandmother.
And then one for his father. The three of them are going to go.
That's unbelievable.
I'm very good to
him.
Can
you be my Nana?
He's my only grandson.
Yeah, that's great. You were saying on the show that he's into, like, skincare and stuff like that.
I got him a
blow dryer.
So
are my daughters. Yeah.
You know.
It's crazy. I mean, do you remember when you were 13? Do you remember what you cared about, what you were into?
Oh, God. You get your period at 13 when you're a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'd have to get these books in the mail they put them in like a brown covered paper.
Mm-hmm. Because
of
the shame.
Are you in the know, they'd say.
Oh.
And I would like sneak read it. Like as if there was something shameful about it.
Yeah.
It's so wrong what they do to girls.
Yeah. What was what were your passions at 13 years old? What did you, what?
My passions were to not get beaten up by girls in the neighborhood.
Right. For wearing the pants.
Bermuda shorts and just looking, you know, I did write a pretty good essay about being bullied. You'll have to buy the book for that.
Okay. I'm excited.
Because I was bullied and it was a misconception about me that caused it.
All right. Let's get some more information about this book. How many essays are done?
I don't know.
All right. How many essays are there going to be?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it's got to be at least 200 pages.
Right.
So, and I need a title, too. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm floating a couple of titles around.
All right.
From the tenement to television. How's that?
That's not bad.
Somebody gave me that.
That's not bad. I like the alliteration. What about how much view content are we going to get on this? Anything?
If it comes up, like I will talk about being fired.
Yes.
And I've been fired twice, obviously. Once for real,
mm-hmm.
and once she took it back. So I will talk about that. I can talk a little bit about different things.
All right. Well, when it's out, we'll do a full podcast dedicated to the book.
All right.
And
I have to do it before I retire from the show.
Yes.
Because this show sells books.
Okay. Now that you said that, everyone's going to say, oh, my gosh, she's retiring.
Take it out. I'm not retiring.
You're not retiring.
No, take it out.
All right. Thank you. How about we just leave it in there and you say you're not retiring?
Fine. But I'm not.
I know.
I still look good.
You look great.
I still look good.
You're still sharp. All right.
I only plan to be a super ager.
Yeah. I think you're already qualified, to be honest with you. You know, if this table that we have right now is really good, I don't need you to go anywhere and mess it up. I think this is good.
I like the table. What we got going. The table's good. And I'm not changing my seat, by the way.
I know. We'll talk about that later. You know what I was looking at? They're in the 27 years of The View.
Yeah.
It's only been the same table. The longest stretch is 7 years.
And it's been this one?
No.
No, it was the first group.
No, it wasn't.
What? We were on for 10 years.
No,
together.
Debbie. Debbie switched.
Oh, you mean every single person stayed for 7 years?
Yeah.
Who was that?
It was you and Whoopi.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth, Sherry, and Barbara.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the longest stretch. How about that?
That was 7 years?
That was 7 years. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're on year two at this table.
I said to Barbara one time, we're gonna get old on this show. And she said, you're gonna get old anyway.
Good point. All right. With that, thank you for joining me,
Finito.
Joy.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll be back with Sunny Hostin.
You did not promote this on the air today.
No, we didn't get a chance to because of the Mark Summers bit. I'm sorry. No, believe me, you think I don't want to promote it?
Just tell me.
You won't make fun of me when I promote it. That's all I want to do. The number to call or text.
You tell the truth, Brian.
Yes.
You like this podcast more than the show. Well, right? Am I right or wrong? Quite. Be honest.
I'm very proud of the show, but I enjoy the creative outlet that this gives for me.
You do. You like it better than the show.
I enjoy doing it.
Why is that?
I think because it's a release.
One on one,
I get to have real conversations. I think, how about admit this? You like doing the podcast.
Well, I prefer to be in a situation where I'm not being interrupted every minute.
Who doesn't?
And, you know, the thing about this show is, so you'll throw, we have to do like a geopolitical topic about the Middle East. Okay, you've got 5 minutes to do it and five women to do it.
Yes.
Come on.
I know.
It's an impossible task. Although I have to read. You want me to read a compliment?
Yeah, I'd love to read a compliment.
This is from a good friend of mine.
Okay.
Who watches very political person. Mm-hmm. And he wrote to following. You and Whoopi led the way, but the entire panel had the most thoughtful and insightful discussion on the Michigan vote in the Middle East. Certainly much better than the cable news pundits and their recitation of meaningless partisan talking points. It was a really important discussion.
Thank you very much, unnamed friend. All right. Well, that's
But not just anybody.
Yeah.
Somebody who's in politics.
Oh. No.
I'm not telling you.
Okay. Is it a Clinton?
I'm not telling you.
Once again, thank you for joining me, Joy. Tomorrow, I'll be back with Sunny. The number to call or text us with questions is right here in the episode description. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where Is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one Group Text you won't want to exit.